Stop self-sabotaging your business. Today I'm going to tell you a story about how someone is limiting their revenue and they don't even know it. Could that be you?
Welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast, where we discuss insider tips, tricks, and secrets to growing a successful business. Brought to you by the Foundry Group. And now, here's your host, Gavin Symes.
Yes, 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 I am Gavin Symes, and this is the Coaching in Your Car podcast. Welcome wherever you're listening to this in the world, and whatever time it is. Who knows, you might even be in your car driving too. I'm just driving to an appointment, and I thought I'd just jump on and share some cool stuff with you. Today, I want to talk about sabotaging your business and how you might be more to blame than you think. Even if you think that you're not sabotaging your business, you could be doing that. So let me tell you what I mean by that. So I've got a client, and he's just started accepting payments online. Right? So just started processing payments online. And when you do that, if you're not already doing that, you've got to go to a merchant provider who will make the link between you and your customer and the bank, right? So there's a ton of these providers out there. Stripe is one of them. PayPal is another. This story is not about either of those businesses, but there's something that I noticed that is sabotaging one of these merchants that one of my clients went to. So he's getting more and more demand off the back of the work that we've been doing. That sales and marketing strategy is working extremely well, and he's at a stage where there's a massive bottleneck in the back end to service all of these new customers that he's getting. And we're working through that, and that's fine. But what's happened is that he started processing transactions for a higher value and also at a more frequent rate. So one of the transactions was declined by this merchant facility, right? So there was enough money on his customer's credit card, but it was actually declined by the merchant facility. And we got on the phone, rang up the merchant, and we said, "What the hell's going on?" And they said, "Oh, he's at his cap on the number of transactions and the value of transactions that he can do each month. For him to go up to another level, to be able to increase that limit, he's got to pay a fee of $100 a month." Now, this struck me as extremely odd, because merchant facilities they make their money on a transaction basis, and also on a percentage of the value, right? So they might get 1% for every transaction plus a dollar. And so it makes it really, it's really weird to me that they would want to cap the amount that my client can actually process and therefore cap their revenue. So when we went to them, their website, funnily enough, this is the part that we laughed at. The website, funnily enough, has written all over it, "No hidden fees ever. When you on charge the amount to your customer, you don't pay a single cent extra." Yet they're trying to slug the client with a $25 a week fee. So anyway, we got onto their support team and they said, "No, it's not a fee. It's not a hidden fee. It's a value pack." Now, if you've listened to some of my other episodes or caught some of my stuff on Facebook or social media, you'll know that value is a massive thing, and you can use it to either increase your prices or increase the amount of volume that you're selling. And when we asked them, "Okay, well, where's the value? What do we actually get for this?" They said, and this is the part where we laughed, they said, "You get to process transactions at a higher amount." Now, to me, that's not value. Now, what happened was, in reality, we copped the $25 a week fee, and we're looking for a new merchant facility to migrate everything across. The point and the takeaway that I want you to take from this is that that merchant facility is going to lose a customer, a customer that's growing rapidly, that they could have maintained and kept for decades, because business owners don't change their merchant processing provider. They just don't change them. It's too much of a pain in the butt. But because they had all of this bullshit fee in place and their stupid processes that they've got and policies inside their business, they're inhibiting their own growth, and they're sabotaging their own growth. So what I want you to think about is, what are you doing in your business right now that's stopping your customers from giving you more money, or even worse, that's creating friction in the transaction where they're complaining but purchasing anyway? Because if you overcome that issue, that's when you increase customer service. That's when you get more referrals. That's when you get more repeat customers, because the transaction is effortless and you're removing the roadblocks and obscurities in the way for your customers to spend you more money. So that's what I want you to think about. Have a think about that. If you implement it into your business, I guarantee you're going to see a massive, massive increase in the amount of sales, because you're getting out of your own way and you're not sabotaging yourself. Anyway, my name's Gavin Symes from The Founders Group. I hope you have an awesome day, and I hope you've really enjoyed this episode. If you have, smash the like button on wherever you first saw it. Make sure that you subscribe, share it with your friends, family, colleagues, anyone that you think can benefit from the information and just the massive value bombs that I'm dropping here. And then we can just have a great time together. I can keep doing this stuff and you guys can just keep smashing out in your business. Anyway, Gavin Symes from The Founders Group. Have an awesome day and I will see you soon.